Recognizing the County Fair. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And it's the time of the year where we don't have any crops to plant. We don't have any crops to cultivate, so it's a pretty good time, except for the winter weather that we have. But it's the best time of the year for us to get together.
Well, obviously not the time of the year to be holding the County Fair, but this past weekend in Nashville, it was the annual convention and competition, if you will, for the Tennessee Association of Fairs. Debbie Bradshaw Hart has served as president of the organization this past year.
County fairs are the good, wholesome fun they've always been, and people need that goodness in their lives today, and I think that's why they attend it more. Of course, the carnivals, they're kind of the front door to your fair, and you see all the pretty lights and everything, and then after you go through that front door, you see all the agriculture and all the things that all the people work hard for through the year, whether it's sowing or canning.
And there were 53 county fairs that received the Merit Award for showcasing our state's number one industry, agriculture. That means they receive cost share dollars from the Tennessee Department of Agriculture that are used as premiums, for example, at the county fair livestock shows. Ag Commissioner Julius Johnson says the county fair is sharing an important story.
Well, the more urbanized we've become in this state, less connected the urban folks are with the rural areas. And a lot of those parents in the urban areas want to show their children the background of agriculture that they probably knew in their childhood or their grandparents or whatever. And they want to create that connection and give them an educational experience. And you can do it at a county fair.
Now, during the awards presentation at the Tennessee Association of Fairs in the single A division, the 2014 Champion Fair went to Fentress County, the most improved to Bledsoe County. In double A, the champion was Hardin County. Claiborne County was most improved. In triple A, the Champion Fair went to Greene County, with Putnam County getting most improved. And the champion of Champion Fairs went to the Sequatchie County Fair. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.